Ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for March 24th, 2015 is now called to order. If you'd all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichart.
Here.
Commissioner Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Evelyn Alexander.
Here.
Commissioner Lloyd Roberts.
Here.
Also present, we have Henry and Pino from the City Attorney's Office.
Our first item for today is item AA, public comments. I see there's no one in the audience, so we'll move on to item AB, approve agenda additions. I don't believe we have any additions, do we?
No agenda additions.
Okay. Moving on to our consent calendar. I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull the item for discussion?
Move adoption.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. That ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is item A2, a request by Chief of the Police Department to approve 6-month extension to the part-time eligibility lists for senior security guard and security officer. I'd ask for a motion that the request be approved to extend the part-time eligibility list for security guard and security officer to May 28th, 2015 in accordance with Civil Service Rule 409A. If I can have that motion.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A3, Civil Service Board of Commissioners vacancy. Ladies and gentlemen, any discussion?
I had a citizen in the fourth ward that was very interested, and since I originally talked to him some time ago, because he was sort of interested in the police commission also, he's had some health issues develop in his family, so he's can't consider it right now, but I was hoping that he would. He was a retired lieutenant out of LAPD.
Oh, that would have been
a really great commissioner, but not right now.
Great commissioner.
Mr. Chairman, commissioner, I move that the chairman be directed to communicate as quickly as possible with the mayor regarding the desirability of quickly filling the vacancy on the Civil Service Board.
Okay, I have some discussion about that because yes?
Second. You want a second?
No, we'll have discussion.
I made a motion.
Then we'll have a second.
I'll second. Oh,
okay.
I'll second. For
second.
The sake of
then you discuss.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll discuss.
My name is Roberts.
Okay. That's right.
I'll second for the sake of discussion.
Okay. That's fine. What is kind of bothering me about this is we haven't even given the mayor an opportunity to act on this. I feel I would be happy to do what you suggest, but we ought to at least give him an opportunity to act on it prior to this. I don't care if it's a month or 2 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever. We ought to, rather than trying to micromanage him, I wouldn't like us as a board to come up and approach him as that, especially in these particular times because of the bankruptcy and what he's going through. However, if the board directs me to do that, that's what I'll do. That's how I feel about this, though.
He's already had 6 or 7 weeks.
No.
It hasn't been that long. And I will say,
this is replacing Lorraine.
Yeah. A couple of things. I have advised them that we've got two of our commissioners' terms that will be ending in May. And so he is aware of that, that will need to be addressed in the next month, and then also aware of the vacancy left by Lorraine's passing. And so this vacancy is one amongst many that need to be addressed in terms of filling, and so he is aware of that at this
point
in time.
Actually three.
It is posted out on the front board, and the city clerk's office is also aware of the vacancy. And applications, if you know somebody that might be interested and might be a good fit, there would be nothing wrong with encouraging them to submit an application. That would give the mayor potential candidates that could be considered as well. So that's why I had provided you a copy in your packet of the actual application, and I can follow up with anybody if you know somebody that you think might be interested. It doesn't mean that the mayor would be obligated to select them, but we certainly could provide those applications for consideration. So just so you know.
Yeah, I'm very comfortable then if he, you know, has been advised of, right. of the term ending terms plus the vacancy through Rebecca. I think that's sufficient right now. Okay. I'd say, you know, in another 2 months, if nothing has happened, then we need to hop right up there, or maybe even a month.
Okay.
You know.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, I think it's kind of urgent for us now because we're looking at a hearing in a reasonably short time, and that puts some kind of urgency to our situation, and I think that should be mentioned to the mayor.
Okay. Well, we have a...
Just one more comment. I don't think the person could get on board fast enough for the hearing because it has to go through council even once he makes the appointment. It has to be agendized and go through council. Right?
Yes.
Yes.
It will.
Yes.
He will make the appointment recommendation, and then council will be the one that would approve
yeah.
that appointment.
Okay. Any other discussion?
No, I agree with Alexander, because I think once he is alerted, or he has been alerted, that we do have the vacancies and we do have the expiring term, I think it'll be a little early to go in now and ask him what his position or put any kind of pressure on him to make a selection. I do feel, though, that as members here, we probably can seek some people to get some applications filled out. So when we do talk to the mayor, maybe we can submit the application to him.
Indeed.
And let him review them or investigate or whatever he want to do with it. But I think right now, by virtue of we have notified him of the vacancies, I think that's sufficient at this point.
Yeah. I had an individual I was really looking forward to asking to come on board, but he's chairman of the grand jury now for this year, for the county. So, but we have a... motion, and we have a second. So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Okay, motion does not pass. But thank you very much for your concern, and indeed we'll follow up on it if we don't get any action. our next item is correspondence. Do we have any correspondence today?
No correspondence.
Our next item is item A5, a monthly report from the chief examiner.
In your packets, you have a summary for the month of February, and I just wanted to go over that really briefly. In that, the month of February, we had 13 eligibility lists certifying 104 candidates. Those lists were distributed as follows, including community development, human resources, the police department, public works, and the water department. All of our recruitments were finished within that 30-day processing goal with an average of 10 working days in civil service. At month end, we had 26 recruitments that remained in progress.
Great.
So we've been very busy with trying to fill open vacancies and classified positions. Budget, just a brief update. Budget preparation is underway. Beginning in March, preliminary budgets were due this month, and we'll be working actively on that in all departments. So just to make you aware of that. Also, just briefly, we did change over our posting for the agendas. Those are all in the same section as the council agendas now for all boards and commissions are going to be moving that way. Civil Service Board was the first one to move all of our agendas, and we are also posting the audio recordings. So every one of our meetings now is posted available for electronic review if anybody wants to do that.
Good.
So just to be aware.
That's on the city website?
It's on the city website. There's a couple of places you can get into it. It is currently under the city clerk's office is the main location where it is. But from the homepage, there is a link where it's boards and commission agendas. And when you click on civil service, it will take you right there. You can see our full agendas. The agenda packets are posted there, as well as all audio recordings for all of our meetings. And any open hearings will also be available. So just to be aware of that, if we have a personnel hearing that is not opted to be closed, those will be available for anyone to listen if they wish to do so.
I think that's just fantastic, especially considering how busy civil service has been.
Yeah.
We need to commend our chief examiner for being the first one on board, really, doing it. Thank you very much. Exceptional work.
Through the chair, I have a question on the statistic report. Seniority issues research, you had 8 this last month.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still a layoff type of seniority list that you're looking at?
There have been requests for going back. We had the code enforcement officers. They are actively reinstating those, and so going back and double-checking who's first on the list.
Gotcha.
So we had those. And then we had a couple of other general inquiries in terms of seniority in their classification. But mostly they were related to that, as well as the fire department reductions in forces. We were going through those.
Okay, I guess what I understand the code. That makes sense. Do you know if the research were requests from employees or department heads?
Employees.
Except
okay. for the code enforcement.
Right, I understand.
That was actually the department.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion? Okay. I would ask for a motion that the activity report for February 2015 and the personnel action summary report for March 16, 2015 be received and filed, if I can have that motion.
So moved, Chair.
A second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Our next item is closed session. I don't believe we have any today. And our last item is item A7, adjournment. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the hearing of April 13, 2015, if I can have that motion.
So moved, Chair.
A second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
That was speedy fast. Yeah. Do any of you need extra copies of the application by chance?